Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse Podcast, a podcast all about double. My name's Robert Welsh.
And I'm James Welsh.
What's your favourite kind of double, James?
Oh, when there's two.
Yeah, same.
Yeah?
Yeah, same. How have you been?
Listen, I had my booster, didn't I? And yes. I was... Oh my God, I was out of it.
Yeah, same. The most horrific I've ever felt after having a jab was that booster jab. Yeah.
But it was like one day, then the next day it was like nothing had ever happened. I was like, was I even sick? Was it all a dream?
Did you dream your booster jab?
Did I dream my booster jab? You know what's annoying me? I really do think everyone should get their booster, but the UK government are trying to, like, make it cool.
Oh, they're like, trying to make it, like, they're acting like we're kids from the 90s.
Yeah, and they're like, get boosted.
And you can tell, guys. It's like stop, just send us a letter.
You can tell they're all sat in, like, a room, be like, how can we tell the kids to get their jabs? How about we say, get boosted? And maybe it'll trend, you know, that you can tell they're really
maybe
trying to, like...
the internet, yeah.
Yeah, when really it's the young people getting... vaccinated anyway.
Everyone got like a little bit like jokingly pissed off because we all received a text message from the UK government and it was very precise and to the point and a little bit rude about getting your booster jab. And I saw someone tweet and it was like, I'm not anti-vax, but if you ever speak to me like that again.
What did it say? I don't remember it.
I wonder if I still have it. It was like a little bit, it was just a little bit to the point. It wasn't very English to, you know, it wasn't very like, hi, sorry to text you out of the blue, but I just
sorry
wondering.
To bother you like this.
Get boosted now. Every adult needs a COVID-19 booster vaccine to protect against Omicron. Get your COVID-19 vaccine booster. It was very rude, very precise.
Yeah, no, that was rude. None of us like the UK government anyway, so for them to text us and be like that. Sorry, if they had come to my door and said that, I would have punched them in the throat.
I'd be like, why didn't you go and have a party?
Listen, why don't you get boosted?
Listen, it's a new year. Is there anything you've been loving this new year?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm panicking too. I totally forgot.
Why you do me like this? Do you know what I'm actually really enjoying again is the gimmicky side of some skincare products. And I recently bought, hang on, these are the Holika Pig Clear Blackhead Nose Strips. Now, nose strips aren't bad if you're not doing them every week. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you do one every so often before the big event, before the big disco, before the big ball game, they're absolutely fine. Just make sure you're hydrated and moisturized after. But what I like about these steps is you have one step, two step, three step. And the first step helps kind of like dislodge some of that gunk.
Yeah.
So, like, you can then go over it with a cotton pad and kind of cotton bud and wipe some of it away.
The second step... It kind of warmed up a bit, right?
Yeah. It's like, it kind of, like, steams... has, like, a steaming effect on your nose. Then the second step is the actual blackhead strip. And then the third step is a serum that goes over the top of your nose and kind of let it rest for a bit. And I like it. I think it's really fun. And I forgot how good they are and how unbothered my nose looks after using them.
I really liked them. I, like you said, it was fun. It was kind of like a free step. You felt really like, oh, I did it. I've done it really well.
Like my nose is dying.
Yeah, my nose
Robert, how about you, Robert? Is there anything you've been loving, Robert?
Yes. You know what? I know you don't really like Elemis, right?
No, I don't like them. I just don't find they work for me.
Right. Well, here, you know, I'm gonna say this about you. No. Oh, wait. How do you spell Elemis? Sorry, I'm just trying to look it up.
Elemis.
Okay, so I'm not a skincare gal. Removing my makeup, absolutely. Like that to me is very, very important. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's. Like, if I go to bed one day and I happen not to moisturize or do whatever, then I'm not bothered. I'm not fazed by it. But then
that's
it does
so
get...
sad.
I know. It's a really horrible life to live. But when it gets to a point where sometimes when I look in the mirror and, like, you need to get a grip because your face is starting to ache. You are a 32-year-old young man. So I need to, you know, start doing something. And there's one product that I can guarantee after, like, 2 nights of use, it looks like I've been doing a whole skincare routine for ages. Now, it's Elemis Plumping Pillow Facial, and it's a sleeping mask.
Ooh.
So it smells really nice. I didn't mind fragrance in my skincare. I really don't mind it at all. But okay. it's like a thick gel, and it's not too overpowering, but it just adds, like, I don't know how to talk about skincare in the correct way, but I feel moisturized, and the next day I feel like I am plumped, and I feel like I do have a tighter, plumper skin, and I'm like, okay, sorted, and I'll do that for the next, you know, however long until I forget to do my skincare routine again.
Yeah, so what it probably does is keeps all your, like, hydration in, so it works as, like, occlusive to just trap everything overnight so you wake up with nice, dewy, plump skin.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how it feels. It feels like all the steps I've done, like, have worked, you know, and everything has, and it just feels better and looks better immediately.
Yeah. Mm. It's like a nice finish to the routine. It, like, seals everything in.
Exactly.
Oh, nice, Robert. Yeah,
all right. Well, you know what? Let's take a break and we'll be right back talking about our topic for the day.
Oh my God.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So we are back, and today we are going to talk all about fragrance. Now, I think we have kind of predicted, you know, when, what's it called? Who's the colour people? Pantone. Come out with the, like, colour of the year. And it's always like, this blue. And then you're like, no, it isn't. And then you see it everywhere for the next year.
Yes.
We kind of have predicted fragrance is going to be 2022. That's fragrance.
Hiya, hon. Hi.
So that is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about, well, I have three of my favorite fragrances. And James, you have three of yours as well?
I do. We really want to be fragrance people, but we're not. I think we should put that warning out there. Like, we have no idea how to speak about fragrance.
When we describe a fragrance, it's like, it smells like somebody boiled an egg on a plank of wood.
Yeah, it's like, remember that lady who we used to work with in Marks and Spencer's? It smells like her. Wait, Robert, didn't you work in the fragrance department in Debenhams?
I did. It was my first job, yeah.
For work experience. And
It was Clinique, Estée Lauder, and fragrance. It was a very small shop, so it was everything. Yeah. Mm. That's when David Beckham launched his first fragrance, and they told me to go and traffic stop. You know, when you hold it, I was like, do you want to smell this fragrance? And a guy told me to fuck off.
Yeah, I would have done that, to be fair. Yeah. What did you do? Were you like...
I went back. I was like, I'm not doing it anymore. it was only a Christmas temp job. Dude. It was like, we were young. We were children.
Yeah. I was putting gifts. Yeah. I just had my own section. I didn't see anyone.
Oh, yeah. That was Lash Fay. Okay, James, do you want to start us off with your first... Oh, wait. We didn't say anything. We didn't say what we're doing. We're going to talk about fragrances, basically.
Oh, no, we didn't.
We're going to talk about three of our...
Our favourite fragrance.
I have many, but these are the ones that are my standout ones.
I have three as well that I've kind of done like a daily one. Then I have one that I wear for a special event, and then I have a bit of a weird one at the end.
Okay, all right.
Right, so my daily one, which you've discovered you think smells like eggs.
Yeah.
I don't think it does. So this is Molecule One by Eccentric Molecules. Now, this is a fragrance that's been around for a long time. And when I worked with like fashion people, I would always smell it on these people, the same smell. I was like, they have this like clean, but like luxury smell to them.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. Like,
it's not intrusive. Heavy scent. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you walk past, it's like, oh, that smells so fresh and clean.
Can I just say, it doesn't smell like eggs to anyone but me.
Other than you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe that's because of your long life obsession with scrambled eggs, different kinds of scrambled eggs.
You know what? And I do really, really like that fragrance, but it's the occasional whiff. Sorry, carry on.
Of eggs, yeah. Basically, I got in the car yesterday with Robert and he was like, are you wearing that aftershave? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, that's it. It smells like eggs. Mm-hmm. So Eccentric Molecules, if I just tell you the main accords, which mean absolutely nothing to me, and I'm actually surprised by this, but it's woody, musky, amber, and animalic. I don't know what that means. I said, we're not fragrance people. I said this. But to me, I really like musky, woody fragrances, but to me, it doesn't smell like that at all.
No, I don't think it does.
No, it's just very, it's really hard to describe how it smells, but it smells like clean.
It's like spicy and crisp.
But yeah, like, all at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. If you just want to if you want to walk past one and they'd be like, oh, they've just cleaned all their clothes and they've just had a shower.
Yes, yeah.
And they've got a leave-in conditioner
right
in.
Right.
That's what it feels like to me. Mm-hmm, and they're just about to go and spend £30 on lunch.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it smells like. Yeah.
They're about to go to Pret and buy a million.
They're about to go to Pret and buy, but I think if you do like the woody, musky fragrances, then you're going to love this. It's not, I wouldn't say it's manly in any way. I think it's very, what they would call unisex.
Yeah, see, I'm not a manly fragrance person.
I'm not either.
Men's fragrance smell like somebody tried to cover the smell of poo with aftershave all the time.
In a changing room.
And with a metallic undertone. I hate For Men. Agreed. And I'm quoting fragrances. Actually, I do have a For Men fragrance here, but we'll talk about that.
Well, go on then. I'm done with that one.
Well, let me not start with that one. Let me start with one that I really
Sorry.
Go on.
One thing I really hate about Molecule One by Eccentric Molecules and all their fragrances is they're about £80 and they don't come with a fucking lid.
No, they don't have a lid.
And it's so annoying. Mm, so annoying.
Really irritating.
But the idea of it is that it doesn't sink fully into your skin and it kind of floats on you instead, and then kind of like it smells different per person. So that's the idea.
I wonder if that's why I smell egg, because it has this scent to it. There's one, I swear it's called Molecule One, and there's something else one, which is
this
one
is Molecule
have.
One.
There's another one with all the purple stripes on that I have, and it doesn't smell like egg to me, but it's similar to that one. So I
that
wonder
a bit
if
muskier,
people
right?
smell it differently. Yeah. I wonder if people smell it differently. Anyway. Let's go on to my first fragrance. This is from Penhaligon's, which is a very luxurious fragrance company.
Is it
here.
By appointment of the royal family?
Yeah, I mean, it has the crest off, which means it's used within with the royal family. However, I don't care about them. I assume they all smell like egg.
No, but for me, that means it's steeped within English tradition.
Yes, yeah, very, very true. And Penhaligon's, they have a lot of fragrances that I find maybe too strong and too overwhelming and too heavy, whereas this this one is the complete opposite. This one is called Juniper Sling, and ooh, it smells like gin and tonic.
Ooh.
Literally, you know when you have a gin and tonic and you bring it the cup up to mm-hmm. your face and you just get that smell of like that mm-hmm. gin and that like the almost like the sharpness, but then like the like a freshness of the freshness, of the gin. Yeah. It's exactly that, like how you are imagining gin and tonic to smell. It is exactly that smell, and it's. So it says it has black pepper, warm spice, and warm hearts. They put warm hearts in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's kind of spicy and fruity. You know what? I don't even need to describe it. If you know what gin and tonic smells
aromatic.
Like, it's aromatic. It's literally exactly that smell. You know that brand? There's a brand here called the Fragrance Library, and I don't know if it's worldwide, mm-hmm. but they sell these fragrances where it's like baby powder, concrete after rain, cut grass, and it smells exactly like that. Mm. Like this would be gin and tonic if they had that smell. Like they have got it. Mm. It's no other smell apart from exactly that. But it's really, really nice. And it doesn't smell like alcohol-y. Like, it doesn't smell like you're walking around, like, with a problem, you know? It just yeah. smells like you're just fresh. Fresh and aromatic-y.
Yeah. I must say as well, a lot of these are on the pricier side. But yeah. I've had, like, the next product. Well, the first one, I'm like, I've got, like, maybe a quarter of the bottle left. But I've had this over, like, 3 years. It's lasted me such a long time. So when you break that down, like, £80 into 3 years, it's just not a lot. So yeah. ask for it for Christmas or birthday.
People say fragrance expires, but does it really? It does. But
I
does
don't, it really? I don't. Yeah, I don't think it does. Okay, my next fragrance is one that I've been wearing for the longest time as well. This is Diptyque Volutes, I think it's pronounced.
What did you say?
Now, this... No, don't make me laugh. We both had cheek filler yesterday, so laughing hurts. So this is, again, like more on that musky, warmer side. And this, for me, is like a real evening fragrance. Like, this is as manly as I think I go with fragrance because it doesn't feel too manly. It smells more like a warm feminine fragrance. Right, you know? Yeah. So its main accords are tobacco, sweat, no, what does that say? Sweet tobacco, warm, spicy, honey. Then just says iris in there, but don't spray it in your eyes.
Don't spray it in your eyes. It's not iris. Come on. In your eyes.
Yeah, come on now. It's a weird smell. Like, it's very warm. I would say it's more of a candle scent. Like, if you want to smell like a room that's got lots of, like, nice, like, silks like in. Bits. Yeah, you got some nice bits.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And you walked into someone's house and they know how to decorate well.
Yeah.
And they made the living room really warm and cozy. And maybe they smoke, but outside, you know? This is what it smells like. It's definitely an evening fragrance that is nice and strong enough for people to smell, but not be overpowering and thick up their noses.
Yeah.
I really, really like it. It's so bad describing fragrance. So bad.
That was very specific. Their I furniture know. Is brown and they like yeah. silk.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
No, but I do get what you mean. Mm. Okay, this is one which I'm not sure I actually like, but it has memories for me. And it's like my daily like body mist.
Was it Pacaraban 1 million?
This is cool water. No, this is Burberry Brit for Him. And this is the only 4M one I have. Yeah. And this is an eau de toilet. And
I don't know what that means.
I think it's just the lighter version. It's almost like a scented water. So okay. The top notes in this are bergamot, tangerine, cardamom, and ginger. Middle is nutmeg, cedarwood, wild rose, and spices. And the base notes are cedar, tonka beans, oriental woodsy notes, patchouli, and grey musk. And honestly, after about 20 minutes of wearing this, I can't smell it anymore. But the... But I think it's that thing where it's like maybe other people could smell it. Mm. But it's very clear. It's a very... Let me take the lid off 1 second. This one comes with a lid. It's just very clean and almost very... If there was like a powdery, manly smell, it would be this. Mm. Like it's almost that like feminine, in quotes, powdery, but in quotes, manly.
Yeah.
It's just very light. So if there's somebody, for example, like me, who doesn't like four men fragrances because it smells like, I don't know, sports and cars. It smells like after football. But, and, you know, they want to have something
sports
that's lighter.
Shit.
Yeah, exactly. They want to have something that's lighter, but not too floral, perhaps. This is a really good one to go for. It smells like, it smells like somebody who has nice silks. But they smoke, but outside.
Yeah, but they know what a good silk is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So my final fragrance is by a brand that I can't pronounce. Byredo?
Yeah, I love Byredo.
Byredo?
I don't know. Byredo?
Byredo? It'll be on our Instagram, at Double Cleanse Podcast, or whatever it is. This is Bau d'Afrique. Yes, I speak French. now, this is, because I got one of those, like, discovery sets, you know, where they
get loads of little fragrances.
Can I, they last such a long time.
They do.
They last such a long time, and they're, like, 30 quid.
And that's a travel fragrance.
Yeah, yeah. This is one that I would describe as floral, but I hate florals.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And again, this is like if you merge like a floral fragrance with a woody, musky scent. But this is one I actually put on before I go to bed.
What?
So I'm, yeah, so I'm, I really like to wear fragrance to bed. Like if I've just showered and then like, I like to go into bed feeling all clean and then I'll wear pajamas and then I'll get too hot. Then I'll have to go and change. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't actually sleep in this. but it's like comforting and not too, again, intrusive. It's citrusy. Do you mean you get like that cleanness of the smell because it's a bit citrusy and it's a little bit fruity, but then you have like earthy woody smells as well. And it's a really strange, like at first like, oh no, that's flower, that's fruit, and then you're like, oh no, it's flowers, and then you're like, oh no, that's an axe cutting through some wood. But it's really nice. I really like this brand. I don't like the packaging, and I avoided the packaging for ages because it looks like they sell it, I don't know, like John Lewis. Do you know what I mean? Like John Lewis's, you know, fragrance collection.
I like it. I like how simple it is.
Yeah, I mean, I do now. I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want more bedtime fragrances. So if anybody knows any that aren't, not fucking lavender. I'm not talking essential oils, things to spray on the pillows. I'm talking brands that make fragrances that you feel are good enough to wear to bed.
Right. Something light. My last fragrance is from a brand which I think everybody has kind of seen around. It's Replica. And
I don't know that.
You know Replica.
Replica?
Yeah, it's the one with a little tiny, it looks like a spray can on top almost. And this one is called Beach Walk. You know Beach Walk. You have a file.
Oh, by what's it called? Mason by Margiela, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, by Mason Margiela. And they have Replica, which is their like, it's almost like, you know, their subcategory. And it's a reproduction of familiar scents and moments of varying locations and periods. And this one is Beach Walk. And the description of it is sun-kissed, salty skin. Style description is female fragrance, but I don't think it is so female. You know what I mean?
We don't do that anyway, to
be
honest.
We don't do that. It's like in memory of sun-kissed, salty skin, which I actually don't think, it reminds me nothing like a beach in any kind of way at all. But it has top notes of bergamot and pink pepper, and like a tropical paradise, and the base
notes. Is it like,
middle notes are coconut milk, ylang ylang, and base notes of cedar and musk.
Yeah, so it is. It's rich people beach. It's not us going to put some towels on the floor and putting sunscreen on. It's people who go to a beach where they don't have to bring their own towels and there's already chairs there for them.
Yeah, and they have no plan on enjoying the beach. They just want to sit on it.
Yeah, they bought a hat that they want to wear.
It's almost like a sweet baby powder smell. It doesn't
you
remind
like
me of a
baby
beach.
Powder
I
smells,
fucking
lo-
I
know.
Love baby powder so much. But no, it's really nice. That Replica range is really nice in general. There are some, I think it ranges from like the lighter fragrances down to that heavier woody fragrance, you know.
I got, what's the one that I got of theirs? Like fireplace, like fucking
that
fireplace
one,
or something?
That one was too fire for
so
it. Literally
I thought
like
so.
Burning.
So I bought it and I sprayed it because I love the smell of like burning like wood, like fireplace and that kind of stuff. But just when it starts to get too smoky, you get like this caramel kind of smell cut in. And I don't like sweet fragrances, but it smells more like you know, like, I don't know, like sniffing caramel by a log fire is exactly what it smells like.
Can you imagine caramel next to a log fire?
Log fire? Exactly. That's what it is. But no, I've ordered like a load of fragrance this morning as well, because I've just got like a real interest in it all of a sudden. I feel like it's as important as the clothes you wear, you know.
You know what? If I feel like, if I haven't showered or, you know, that morning, or maybe I showered the night before and I don't really want to get ready, but I do just want to sit around, but I also want to feel like a little bit respectable, I will use a fragrance, even if I'm just wearing like, you know, tatty clothes. You know what I mean?
Okay, you could just shower.
No, but I'm going to shower in the evening and then wake up and shower first thing in the morning. Well, do you, I'm going to wait till I've done my whole day before I get into bed.
See, I've got body sprays for that. I feel like Korea. No,
why? Four?
Yeah, no. Listen, for days when I'm like maybe not showering till the evening, but and I'm not going anywhere.
Mm, yeah, exactly. But, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, like non aerosol ones, like just waters and like fragrant waters.
Do you mean
waters?
Ones with the black lids and the clear bottles? And they're like peach.
No, not so. Oh, I don't know what those are. Not a particular brand, just like...
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like, I got some ones from Neogen that are nice and, like, they just kind of, like, see you through. But, you know, not,
exactly,
like, teenage.
Exactly.
Yeah. 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 God, so now you all know we're fragrance experts. I don't know what you're going to do with this.
Listen, ask us any smell, we can describe it.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, everyone. This has been The Double Cleanse. If you have a favorite fragrance, let us know over on our Instagram, The Double Cleanse Podcast. And we will list all of these over there as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Do we usually say anything else before we go?
No, I think that's it. Have a really good time.
Have a really
we
good
are
time.
Coming to a season end, so I believe we have a few more episodes coming up. And then we've got season end. We just want to recuperate a bit. You know, maybe structure these a bit more. Try and work out, you know, what we got coming up.
Exactly.
So if you have any ideas or kind of stuff you'd like to hear, let us know that as well over on our Instagram.
Yeah. Thanks again for joining us. We will see you very, very soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.